give me risk, or give me death. When I lived on Maui for a summer, people used to say, the good stuff is always behind the no trespassing sign. It was risky, but it was the truth. When I got to the end of a dirt road in the jungle, or the end of a trail at the cliff's edge, I'd find a no trespassing sign. If I peered just around it, there would always be a faint but definite trail. And down those trails lived the best cliff jumps, coves, waterfalls, and energy vortexes. I can't remember the podcast or the person that said it, but I heard this week that people in the U.S. are living at the lowest levels of risk since our country's inception. This makes sense. Our country is very affluent. Why risk it for the biscuit when you have all the biscuits? Because the biscuit tastes like shit without a dash of risk. As an aside, might this dearth of risk contribute to our mental health crisis? The alarm blares to my right. I roll over and snooze it twice. When it blares for the third time, I admit defeat. If I hope to keep my job as a resident, I will have to get out of bed. Though, before I sit up, I ask myself, when will I feel alive again? I remember when I did. I remember the intensity I lived with. The memory makes me sad. As I make coffee, stretch, and shower, I dream of a life where I feel alive again. That, largely, was my life during residency. I did a lot of daydreaming of that life of aliveness. When I wasn't lost in my dreams, I stalled my midlife crisis in the surf or on the mountain bike, where a modicum of risk did live. I was keeping hope alive until one day I possess a blissful life again. I thought what I really needed was more joy, more purpose, more happiness. I didn't need joy. I needed risk. This week, I was talking with my wife as we got ready for bed. It seems, on each plane of our life, a seismic shift has occurred in the past year. And as it goes with change, it hasn't always been joyful, nor has it been pleasant. Change has mostly been a right hook to the jaw. Though, as we talked, we kept smiling and laughing. I told her I'd never felt as alive as I do right here. This moment, where I'm surrounded by risky wilderness and trying to find my way, is the biscuit. This is the good stuff. This is what I always wanted. This is living beyond the no trespassing sign. Once, I had permanent security and salvation on minimal risk. There, I lost who I was. Now, I have aliveness again, and only by a full embrace of risk can I expect to keep it.